Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Experts say time is running out to rescue those who may be trapped alive under the rubble of that earthquake that rocked Turkey and Syria. More than 17,000 people are known dead. Rescue teams from the U.S. are now in Turkey.
Piles of equipment wrapped in webbing were unloaded from a C-130 cargo plane at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey as urban search and rescue teams from fire departments in Fairfax County, Virginia, and Los Angeles County, California, arrived to lend a hand. The teams are traveling with 159 people, 170,000 pounds of specialized equipment, and 12 rescue dogs trained in finding victims who are still alive beneath the rubble of collapsed buildings. The teams and the dogs wore special jackets marked with the U.S. Agency for International Development logo. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities say evacuated residents can return now to the Ohio village where crews burned toxic chemicals after that train derailed 5 days ago. They say monitors show no dangerous levels in the air around the village of East Palestine. But not everybody's good with that. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Still, residents have been worried.
I can smell the chemicals and, like, it's obvious, like, something's not right.
Will Mason Shields and Anna Jurek go back?
I don't know.
Not by choice. I think we've been talking about moving somewhere different because it's just, I don't want to risk it.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The authorities' news conference was covered by WYTV in Ohio. Forecasters are warning of possibly severe thunderstorms today in the Ohio Valley area and heavy snow across parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Parts of New England will get a wintry mix tonight, says the Weather Service. President Zelensky of Ukraine got a warm welcome and several standing ovations this morning as he addressed the European Parliament. This is AP News. Now to an accused killer.
The Texas man who killed 23 people at an El Paso Walmart has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes and weapons charges.
Evil. Pure evil.
That's how former El Paso Mayor DeMargo described to KVIA the 24-year-old man who on Wednesday appeared in federal court in El Paso. 24-year-old Patrick Crucius carried out the mass shooting in 2019, and his victims included Mexican citizens. Albert Hernandez, who lost two family members in the shooting, says it's not right that Crucius was allowed to plead guilty to avoid a possible death sentence.
He committed multiple capital crimes, murders, multiple. He needs to come to our court system and face justice.
Crucius will be sentenced later this year, and he still faces state charges. I'm Donna Porter.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Pro basketball with Thursday's trading deadline looming, the wheeling and dealing has begun. On Wednesday, the Lakers were at the center of a three-team deal. They sent guard Russell Westbrook to Utah while obtaining guard D'Angelo Russell from Minnesota. Los Angeles was also in the news Wednesday, as that is where Kyrie Irving, acquired Sunday from Brooklyn, made his debut with the Mavericks. Mark Myers has details.
In his first game with his new team, Kyrie Irving scored 24 points to help lead the Mavericks past the Clippers 110-104. Irving added 5 assists. Dallas shot 17 of 35 from 3 and led for the entire 48 minutes.
Dallas pulled off the victory without its injured leading scorer, Luka Doncic. In Wednesday's marquee matchup, the Celtics held off Philadelphia 106-99. Boston coach Joe Mazzulla said a sound approach made all the difference.
I thought we were very detailed in our spacing. We were detailed in our play call frequency. We were detailed in our defense. And I think that is when you're locked in and connected to the details, it gives you that extra sense of confidence.
Also in the East, the Cavaliers dusted off Detroit 113-85. Jared Allen led the way with a game-high 20 points.
They kept on getting back. We didn't get our how we usually play, and then we finally locked in and said that we're going to finish this game, and we went up by 30 and I felt like a quarter and a half, and that's how we should always play.
College basketball smiles all around in Nashville as Vanderbilt stunned number 6 Tennessee 66-65. The difference? A buzzer-beating three-ball from Tyron Lawrence.
Man, it felt great. You know, that stuff we're dreaming about as kids, you know, just in the backyard, countdown from 3-2-1, you know, and, you know, glad I was able to hit a game winner. That's something I'll never forget.
Hockey. The Stars beat the Wild 4-1. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Near Madison, Wisconsin, President Biden talked about the State of the Union address last night and being heckled by some Republicans.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene and others stood up and said, liar, liar.
What set them off was when the president said last night some in the GOP were bent on cutting Social Security and Medicare.
But they sure didn't like me calling them on it. Look, a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me just say this. It's your dream, but I'm going to, my veto pen, make it a nightmare.
The president talked about his economic plan at a job training center in Wisconsin. Republicans are focused on Hunter Biden and his laptop at a hearing on Capitol Hill. Former executives at Twitter conceded they made a mistake by blocking a story about the president's son in the run-up to the 2020 election.
I believe Twitter erred in this case because we wanted to avoid repeating the mistakes of 2016.
Yoel Roth is Twitter's former head of trust and safety.
But the decisions here aren't straightforward, and hindsight is 2020.
The former executives appeared before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. The story was in the New York Post about a laptop belonging to the president's son. James Comer is the committee chair.
Twitter, under the leadership of our witnesses today, was a private company. The federal government used to accomplish what it constitutionally cannot. Limit the free exercise of speech.
The hearing is the GOP's opening act in what lawmakers promise will be a widespread investigation into the president and his family. The White House calls it a bizarre political stunt. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the British Parliament,
"We know freedom will win."
Zelensky pushed for fighter jets to ensure his country's victory over Russia. An Oklahoma firearms dealer is under investigation after more than 200 shotguns were found in a dumpster outside a store he owns near Oklahoma City. This is AP News. Turkey's leader visited the earthquake zone. More than 11,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria.
Amid calls for the Turkish government to send more help to the disaster zone, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan toured a tent city in Kahramanmaraş, where people forced from their homes are living. He conceded shortfalls early on in the response, but vowed that no one would be left in the streets. While in the Turkish city of Malatya, says former journalist Özel Pikal, bodies have been placed side by side on the ground, covered in blankets, while rescuers wait for the funeral vehicles to pick them up. Pikal had seen 8 bodies pulled from the ruins of a building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Experts say the survival window for those trapped under the rubble or otherwise unable to obtain basic necessities was closing rapidly. At the same time, they said it was too soon to abandon hope. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There are heightened fears about foreign entities owning land in the U.S. after the Chinese balloon's voyage over American skies. Should we roll out the welcome mat or shut the door to a possible threat? In Congress and state houses, the Chinese balloon's journey across the U.S. added traction to concerns about foreign land ownership. Senator John Tester, a Montana Democrat, is sponsoring legislation to include agriculture as a factor in national security decisions allowing foreign real estate investments. In his words, "We don't want folks from China owning our farmland. It goes against food security and it goes against national security." At least 11 state legislatures are considering measures to address the concern. That includes Montana and North Dakota, where the U.S. Air Force recently warned that a corn mill proposed near a military base by a Chinese company's American subsidiary would risk national security. I'm Rita Foley.
The IOC is stepping up efforts to explain its position on trying to help Russian athletes qualify for next year's Paris Olympics amid a backlash from Ukraine and its allies. Publishing a series of explanations and rebuttals to its critics, the Olympic body has responded to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's invitation for his IOC counterpart, Thomas Bach, to return and see the ruined city of Bakhmut. Currently, there are no plans for another visit to Ukraine, the IOC says, noting that Bach had visited Kyiv last July and had since spoken with Zelensky in telephone calls. The IOC has once more cited the opinion of two UN human rights experts who support the view that Russians and Belarusians should not face discrimination. Instead, they should compete under a neutral flag. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Electronic poll book security is raising concern going into the 2024 election cycle. I'm Lisa Dwyer. High-profile problems involving electronic poll books have opened the door for questions about election security. Poll workers use electronic poll books to check in voters. They are also used to make sure that a voter has not already voted either in person or by mail-in ballot. The poll books typically are a tablet or a laptop computer that accesses an electronic list of registered voters, with some of those doing so through an internet connection. While there are national standards for voting machines, standards for the security and reliability of electronic poll books don't exist. According to federal data, the lack of national standards have left state and local election officials on their own. For the 2020 election, 15 states, including Arizona, Florida, and Nevada, did not require any type of electronic poll book testing or certification. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A growing online conspiracy theory is using the tagline, "died suddenly," to baselessly claim that COVID vaccines are killing people. The filmmakers and anti-vaccine activists behind the misinformation campaign have flooded social media with news reports, obituaries, and GoFundMe pages about sudden death or injuries alongside the term "died suddenly" and emojis of syringes. The media intelligence firm Signal Labs found that the use of "died suddenly" or a misspelled version of it in tweets about vaccines have surged more than 740% in the past 2 months compared with the two previous months. Rigorous study and real-world evidence from hundreds of millions of administered shots prove COVID vaccines are safe and effective. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.